Our sports with Mike Kazi. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, it was a good game for this guy yesterday.
D.D. Gregorius. The 0-2.
He's the one who hit two home runs, not those other guys, right?
Well, like I've been saying all along, Gregorius is the best player on the Yankees.
He's
not Sanchez, not Judge, not Stanton. It's Gregorius.
He's the spark plug. He has become the spark plug of that team.
He is the best player on the team. Even last year, he was when they had some big wins in the playoffs against the Indians. It was he that did it, not the other guys. Sanchez is hitting 0-53, 0-5 yesterday. Stanton's hitting 2-11, 0-5 yesterday. So, Gregorius, you might be going to play the lottery today, people. He's hitting 444, and he was 4-for-4 yesterday.
Not bad.
He's the difference in this team. When he has a big game, the Yankees win. Stanton went 0-for-5 yesterday with 5 strikeouts. 4 is the golden sombrero. There is no term for 5. I guess you just say it's a bad day. But Gregorius, like I've said for 2 years, he's the best player on the Yankees, and he showed it yesterday.
He's trying to fill the role of Derek Jeter. I mean, he's young and he's got a long way to go.
The way he's playing now, he's a little bit better than Derek Jeter.
But he's filling that role. It's an important role. I still can't believe they played it. It must have been cold at the stadium.
No, it was warm.
Was it?
No. And the Mets played in it too yesterday. The Mets won 2-0. They got some good pitching yesterday, believe it or not, from Harvey and Lugo. They both pitched very well for the Mets yesterday. Harvey went 5 innings, Lugo went 2. They threw a bunch of others in there between, and Familia came in for the 9th and caused us some heart palpitations, as he always did. I'm telling all my friends here, I'm trying to get a bet in. I want to bet a standing bet of $100 a game that every game Familia pitches, somebody gets on base. And yesterday was easy. Two people got on base, and in a 2-0 game, when it's the 9th inning and you put two guys on, you're going to cause palpitations, and that's Familia. So the Mets came out with it despite Familia winning last night 2-1. So the Mets, they're not playing bad ball right now.
All right,
not scoring a lot of runs, but not giving up a lot, except for the Mets debacle. The starters pitched pretty well, and if you're a Met fan, you have to be kind of satisfied with what you're getting.
All right, where do you want to go from there in sports?
We could stay a little bit more with baseball. The kid that came from Japan, Shohei Ohtani, he won his first major league game pitching, and last night he hit a home run. So he's paying dividends. This is the kid that plays other positions other than pitch. The Angels are using him as a DH. He's hitting well and he's pitching well. So he's paying off his expectations with the big contract that he signed. Going to hockey now, this kid Taylor Hall for the Devils that they got from Edmonton 2 years ago, he's definitely a candidate for the MVP. He scored 39 goals after pumping 2 past Lundqvist last night. He has 54 assists, 93 points, but this kid's the catalyst for the Devils. When he plays, the Devils play well and win. When he's not in the lineup, the Devils lose almost every time he's not in the lineup. So, you know, you have the big names in the running for MVP, but MVP stands for most valuable player in the league to his team, and Taylor Hall can be put in that category. He probably won't because he's Taylor Hall and he plays for the Devils. It'll be a little bit of a popularity contest, but he's definitely worth the price of admission. Last night he was awarded a penalty shot. And he did it like the old guys do. He started from deep in his offensive zone, building up speed, picked up the puck at the red line, and when he got in the slot, he just ripped one by Lundqvist. Lundqvist looked totally overmatched in that shot, and it was just one of the 5 that the Devils scored and one of the 2 he scored last night. But this kid's definitely a very, very good player for the Devils.
All right. And I know your favorite sport. The Masters kicks off with a practice round today, and they start playing for real tomorrow.
I can't wait. Is that on TV? Because I definitely want to watch that.
It is, actually. It is on TV.
What time? I don't want to miss it.
It's all day on the Golf Channel.
All and day? Then, oh, my God.
And then on Saturday, on Saturday and Sunday, it starts on the Golf Channel and switches over to CBS.
Yeah, well, there's as much chance of me watching the Masters Saturday and Sunday as it's going to snow 10 inches in Miami this weekend. Not happening.
Not even a little? Not even a peak?
Not even for a millisecond. Keeneland's running. I couldn't care less. I couldn't care if Jesus and the 12 apostles were playing in the Masters this weekend. I wouldn't watch it.
I want you to spend an hour watching watching golf and watching
too much time out of my life to waste.
And then I want you to watch another hour of NASCAR.
Well, here's the only way I would watch golf. If only three channels were on and Rosie O'Donnell was on one, Hillary Clinton was on the other, golf was on the third, and I had two broken legs and couldn't go out. That's the only way I would watch golf.
All right.
I'm honest.
Is there any other sports you'd like to talk about?
Your Giants might have ducked one yesterday.
Wow.
The Patriots made a trade for a top wide receiver to the Rams for the Patriots picking up a first-round pick, and that might have saved Beckham from being traded to the Rams.
Oh, well, if he was going to be traded anywhere, where I would have wanted it to the Rams, to the West Coast, to a team that I could have faced a lot.
Well, that was the only team showing interest in him, and they were the ones that were going to load it up for the Giants with draft picks. But like I said, they made a deal with the Patriots, and I think that took the bacon out of the Giants frying pan.
All right. Well, hey, we'll see what happens. I hate this. One's the draft, because people go crazy on the draft. It's almost like it's disgusting. It goes crazy. People go crazy for it.
But the draft has more power to it now than it has before, because there's a lot more younger impact players making noise in the NFL than it has been before. If you look at teams that are winning Super Bowls and competing for them, their draft picks have panned out big time. So it holds a little more water now. I don't know if it's the salary cap. I don't know what it is. But the teams that are drafting better with players making impacts sooner are the teams that are playing better. Just look at the Eagles.
I guess I could see if they just broadcast round one of the draft. But they broadcast all these rounds, and,
Well, it's just like golf. Some people like to watch it.
You're bad.
Some people just want to stand there and watch when a guy comes up on stage and has a piece of paper and says that with the 89th pick, the Jets pick, people look into that. Just like they want to see, Tiger Woods hit a drive on a ninth hole. Some people watch things that just don't interest others.
Okay. All right.
Like that, huh?
I do. I'll check with you tomorrow. How's your leg, by the way?
So far, so good. But I called the doctor yesterday to see if I can fly, and, never called back.
That means you can fly.
Never called back.
There you go.
So we'll see what happens. I'll be in touch with you during the day to let you know.
All right, Mike. Maybe we'll speak to you tomorrow if you're not on the plane.
If not, definitely Friday.
All right. Take care,
Mike. Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.